Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Again, I haven't had a chance to look at this, but I'll try to do it before the end of the show. Do you think the Packers season is over? Text yes or no to 79489. Over in terms of playoffs, out of the picture. 79489. Text yes or no, or however you feel, to 79489. I will tell you what I think before the end of the show. Is it just time to say, nope, defense has lost it? They're going to have to go with Tolzien for who knows how long, and we don't know how long. That's what makes it a very difficult question to answer. You don't know how long you're going to be without Aaron Rodgers. Again, text what you think to 79489. I'll let you know what the majority says and what I think near the end of the show. 79489. Are the Packers' chances of making the playoffs done? You can expound if you want, but a simple yes or no will do to 79489. Text what you're thinking. I'll let you know what the majority said and what I think before the end of the show, assuming I don't forget. Well, I do that sometime, but I'll try not to forget. Well, it happens. I will try not to forget that. But speaking of not forgetting things, I will be in Wausau, in the Wausau area, Friday for families of children with cancer. You can go to jerrybadershow.com and see what we need. Money good as always, by the way. Cash contributions generous. They are welcomed. Gracious is the word I was looking for. Graciously accepted. I am at the Nicolet Bank branch at 3845 Rib Mountain Drive, 8:30 to 11 on Friday. Stop on by, say hi, bring something nice for the kids, and money works just fine. If you know what we need for the kids, again, new items only, do not gift wrap them. Go to jerrybadershow.com. However, I need to get that link updated because it says the Wausau site to be determined or to be announced. It is 3845 Rib Mountain Drive. I don't get to Central Wisconsin all that often. So please do stop on by. We greatly appreciate that. I have to share this. You may recall, if you've been listening to the show for a number of years, for a time, I was in to a cable TV show called Dexter, the serial killer who's the hero of the show. Very different show. I fell out of it after season three when my wife, when we decided we weren't going to have Showtime anymore. Oh, no, I was right the first time. All right, dear. Well, she was right. All I watched on it was Showtime, or was Dexter on Showtime. So it did make sense. So I fell out of it. Netflix is now, you can now get Dexter on Netflix, and I have Netflix. It wrapped up its 8-season run, did Dexter earlier this year. I have not seen seasons 4 through 8. I saw seasons 1 through 3. I did not see seasons 4 through 8. I've binged watched season 4. Season 5 through 8 will be on Netflix of Dexter starting in January. That's also when the Americans come back. Going to have a lot of TV watching to do in January. Anyway, I got to tell you, and this is the measure of it because my wife got hooked on it. She did not like Dexter season 1 through 3. She kind of just pretended she wasn't there when I was watching it. Now, I read some reviews of seasons 5 through 8, and it sounds like it never recovered after season 4. The season I just watched, and my wife and I just watched, some of the most brilliant writing and acting ever. Matt, you never got into that show, right? Dexter's a serial killer who's got this code. He can only kill killers. His dad, who was a cop, hardwired that into him. And it gets very graphic and violent at times. John Lithgow plays another serial killer that Dexter gets after called the Trinity Killer. It is, I always love Lithgow. I mean, John Lithgow is this is his best work, Matt. He is literally scary. The character is so deceptive. This family man who's, like Dexter's hiding this dark secret. There's a scene where you don't know it, but he's actually tormenting his own family. It looks like the perfect idyllic family. He abuses his family. Kid takes a sledgehammer, and there's a little bit of a spoiler alert here. Smashes the car on his classic Mustang or whatever it was. They're watching a football game. They're on Thanksgiving. And John Lithgow goes to high-five him when the Cowboys score a touchdown. As he high-fives him, he grabs the kid's hand and breaks his fingers. I mean, my gut just got tight. And if you saw Lithgow's face when he did it and how he could pretend to be this nice guy, it's incredible. And what most critics say is that was actually the death of the series because it never recovered. One, it never recovered from all of the storylines that created. Oh, hell, it's 5 years old. I'm going to tell you. Trinity kills Dexter's wife at the end. Rita is found dead in the bathtub in his M.O. Well, if you haven't watched it by now, I'm sorry. If someone spoiled it for me, I would have understood. I would have gotten it. And it's just kind of, apparently they had a hard time recovering from there. But it is worth watching if you have not watched the first three seasons. It's worth it just to see season four. And my wife said the same thing. She's like, I'm not normally into this show, but oh my gosh. It's just incredibly powerful, even though I spoiled it for you. Well, it's still worth watching. No, you told us. Rita died. Just trust me. Lithgow makes it worth it. He's incredible. And I love the guy. I've loved him in almost everything he's ever been in. And he's just fabulous. Well, you knew this had to happen sometime. The other shoe had to drop. Mary Burke, Democratic candidate for governor, was in Sheboygan Friday. And the Sheboygan Press did a story. She brought her now month-old gubernatorial campaign to Sheboygan County on Friday, where she touted her private sector background and a leadership style that favors practicality over politics. In other words, the same platitudes that she's been spewing, with a difference. She did something that has been driving liberals in Wisconsin crazy because she wouldn't do it. She finally weighed in on Act 10. And her getting in to weigh in on anything substantial has been damn near impossible. You know, her no promises, promises campaign. I promised not to make any promises. Well, she actually did. Burke never mentioned Walker by name, but said Act 10, which effectively ended collective bargaining for most public workers, has left the state's economy weak and its people divided, and went far beyond what was needed to balance the budget. She said she would absolutely work with state legislators to once again allow public employees to collectively bargain on their wages. Well, I posted that on the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com, and a listener pointed something out. They already can, to a very small percentage, bargain for their wages. It's everything else they can't do. So even then did she fudge a bit. It's driving liberals absolutely nuts that she will not be more declarative and definitive on that. She just continues to hem and haw. And as I look at that, yeah, that is interesting. I'm telling you she would. I mean, we know that. But that she's not being definitive on it is because she knows it's popular, and that would be a mistake. Speaking of mistakes or potential mistakes, and I did touch on this a little bit last week, right now there is a lot of discussion among conservatives. They're really calling out Mike Tate, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, because he basically cleared the primary field for Mary Burke, or he tried to. State Senator Kathleen Vinal might run for governor yet. Where he did that, but he is welcoming a primary on the Democratic side for attorney general. Of course, J.B. Van Hollen not running. That's because uber-liberal Ismael Ozani of Dane County is running, and Mike Tate likes him, so now he likes the healthy primary process. Where he doesn't like the healthy primary process for governor primary, because he wants Mary Burke, and he thinks Kathleen Vinal should just shut up, stay in the Senate. Well, as I mentioned briefly last week, I'm not so sure Republicans should keep wishing for that primary. I'm just not. Here's why. She is a complete political novice. I mean, you can forget her experience in running for the Madison School Board. Throw that out. It doesn't matter here. A statewide primary would be, in essence, an exhibition game for her, as I said last week. It would give her the training she needs, and quite frankly, a lot of the things Kathleen Vineout's going to point out, Scott Walker would point out. Now, on the other hand, the Democratic base does have a right to a primary, and their party shouldn't stop a primary. I have criticized the Republican Party for taking sides in primaries previously, but they never tried, to my knowledge, to just absolutely blow out the playing field and say, no, we want this guy. Although there are those who said it came close to that with Ron Johnson. But his would-be opposition, I would argue, killed himself politically in that primary. But I'm just telling you, I'm not so sure wishing for Vineout to get in is the right thing. The belief is, by some conservatives, well, she would have to spend some of that personal fortune. It would weaken her for the general. It might strengthen her. I don't know. I think it could go either way. My gut tells me that it would be in her interest because she looks so bad right now. Any practice, any training that she gets, I would think, would benefit her. Is there a chance Vineout would beat her? I don't know. Liberals are pretty disillusioned with her. And Vineout is, you know, one of the runaway 14. She's a union fave. Here's another thing about Burke finally coming out and saying that she would actively move, well, whatever it was she said, to one degree or another to restore what Act 10 took away. Trek is non-union. A lot of people, that her family company, the bicycle company, a lot of people feel that's why she's been nervous about going there. Well, okay, if collective bargaining is so wonderful, why doesn't your company have it? Why doesn't Trek unionize? She doesn't have an answer for that. She could grow. I think she's going to be an unmitigated disaster as a candidate, but I could be wrong. She could grow. I think what would help that growing process is a primary. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm right about that. But Republicans who keep beating Mike Tate up over that might just want to think about that. By the way, remember our controversial debate on revenge porn? That's coming close to home in 3 minutes, 10:48.